Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants, price may vary.
This is the Busted Open Podcast. You can listen to the full show Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on Sirius XM Fight Nation Channel 156.
Welcome to the Busted Open Podcast. This is Dave LaGreca. On today's episode, WWE Hall of Famer, the world's strongest man, a world champion in not one, not two, but three different sports. That's right. Mark Henry and I talked to Montez Ford. That's right. One half of the Street Profits, who have a big tag team match coming up next week on SmackDown, where they might be crowned the new SmackDown champions. Also, coming off the heels of Ring of Honor's 19th anniversary show and just before the big women's tournament with Ring of Honor, we talked to newly appointed board of director member Maria Kanellis right now on the Busted Open Podcast. And I'm excited about it. It's something we're going to talk about with Montez Ford as well, because Montez Ford is going to come on to talk about the WWE's COVID vaccination awareness campaign. Is that at WrestleMania, Mark, we are going to have 25,000 for each night of the two nights of WrestleMania. So a little light at the end of the tunnel for the world, for our country, and of course, for the pro wrestling community.
Yeah, man. I mean, that's we always want to make sure that the world is in a good place. And being able to have Montez talk about the vaccination, being able to have Gabby do Diva on Divas, like we get to hear the female perspective.
Yep.
And your power rankings, like as much heat as you get from Bully and a couple other folks, I don't really have that much ill will towards your power ranking, because they're your power rankings. It's like your opinion. It's not like it's law. I mean, people are going to disagree and agree, and you just got to take it as it comes. But this is a good time for pro wrestling, man. Right here, WrestleMania season, and all of the things that come along with it, with WrestleMania. Dave, I don't know if I can say in pro wrestling there's a more exciting time of the year for me.
No, it's that time of the year. And like I mentioned, that we have Montez Ford joining us here on Busted Open. If you guys can punch up our guest, please, because I definitely want to talk to him about what this week is going to be for the WWE and, of course, WWE's COVID vaccination awareness campaign. So let's bring in one half of the great tag team, the Street Profits, the one and only Montez Ford. Montez, good morning to you.
Good morning, gentlemen. How you guys doing?
We're doing excited, good, man.
Man, this is like a continuation of our conversation just a few days ago.
Yeah, absolutely. It was.
I had no clue you were coming on the show.
Yeah, it was a little surprise, you know. If I would have told you, you would have thought it was probably an April Fool's joke, you know. Probably leaked up.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah,
there
you go. That's what it was.
Well, I'm going to preface the conversation with talking to Montez just a couple of days ago. My wife was out shopping for action figures for Jacob, and she found the Street Profits.
Nice.
So Jacob and I called Montez and went on FaceTime and showed him how Jacob was all excited about he had them. And man, Montez, didn't you tell me that they were hard to find, that you were looking for them and all that kind of thing?
Yeah, and like in the area me and my wife stay, like we can't, I don't know if like either they don't have them in the area or they keep selling out, but we've been trying to find like actual elite figures ourselves. So we actually end up going on the actual website and getting them, because like we just couldn't find them in our area. But like a couple of other people that stay maybe 20 or 30 minutes south from us, they kept saying how they found them. So I'm like, well, at least you guys found them. I guess that's the most important thing too. But yeah, they just either shortage or whatever it is. I guess that's a good sign though, you know, that they
yeah, that's good. That's good. Them.
So, popular yeah, demand. Yeah, what's cool. that? What's that like? I mean, you know, for somebody like me, I can't even imagine, like, you know, with all the hard work that you've put in into your career and becoming a star, being featured on WWE program. What's it like to have your own action figure?
It's mind blowing, man. Like even the other day when Mark and you know the family called and everything, it's just still like to this point where it was like hard to believe, you know. Like I remember like as a kid, like getting every single like Titron and every entrance piece and you know all every single Hall of Famer that's you know inducted to this point now, like all the action figures and like having this huge base of action figures and like me and my cousin used to have visits with each other and like. I would take some of his and he'll take some of mine. And now it's like we have our own action figures and it's like, it's kind of like surreal, you know, like go from a kid, like enjoying this stuff. And then now actually having something clay and molded and looks like you, my action figure looks way better than not doing a whole in real life. But I guess that's, you know, the whole plus of it. So, but yeah, it's a blessing, man. Like it's, and like, you know, Mark, you know, he's expertise in this area, just, you know, Hall of Famer and such a historic and very monumental, inspiring career. So for me to like kind of relish this at such an early time in my career is kind of like it's a blessing, but at the same time, it's one of those things to let you know, like, you know, you still got ways to go and you know, always humble yourself and let you know, like, hey, you got one action figure out, let's get some more out there, you know. I'm pretty sure Mark's got at least like 20 or 30, at least 50 out there. So,
oh man, don't make me blush.
you blush, man. You know, it's
I could do like thing. Dave and just say I'm over.
Right.
Nobody puts over themselves more than Dave.
That's not true, Montez. I don't do
man,
that.
You know
I'm
what?
Very humble.
You know what? That's okay, though. Sometimes you got to, like, just step outside the rim and, like, let people know, like, hey, I'm good, damn it. You know, I'm good. Shoot.
I work hard to get like this.
I work hard for this, you know. I studied my craft. I perfected my craft. I did the early bird specials. I got there before the call times. I worked hard. I put in the extra hours. I was up while people were napping and sleeping and playing and drinking. You got to put yourself over sometimes.
Yeah, but Montez, when I have to do it with my own wife, you know, that's when things get, you know, that's when it gets out of hand, Montez, you know. And Montez, I know you have some things that you want to talk about on the show. First, and more importantly, WWE's COVID vaccination awareness campaign, because, hey, yes. This year's WrestleMania, we're getting fans back. Last year was tough.
Yes.
You know, empty, but now 25,000 fans back. Talk about this campaign that the WWE has for COVID.
Oh man, it's an amazing thing, and I'm so glad I'm a part of it. And it's the campaign that actually just encouraging people, you know, to get vaccinated. You know, and the more we get vaccinated, the safer it is for the fans, the safer it is for all of us to finally get back together and do like what we have naturally done from day one, and that's just embrace each other and be there for each other. And this campaign is really, you know, pushing forward for that, you know, getting everyone vaccinated, everyone getting safe, you know. The last year, as you spoke, you know, it was a different type of WrestleMania. And just this year, just to show, like, the difference in how far we've come just, you know, in this whole process and, you know, to get everyone vaccinated so we can move to the next step of eventually, you know, getting more and more people there. So it's just a good thing, you know, right now. It's a good position we're in right now. And, you know, just urging and encouraging everyone to get vaccinated. So be safe. You know, look out for the one next to you, you know, because they want to enjoy the show just like everyone else. You know, get vaccinated, be safe, enjoy the show so we all can reunite, you know?
Yep.
And that's the biggest, I think that's the huge thing, especially for fans now, you know, at the last year of, you know, going through such a difficult and different time in the professional wrestling business, you know, not just the performers, but also the fans having to adjust, you know. So I'm just glad that now the campaign pushing forward for, you know, the option, you know, before last year, there wasn't really any option, any answers for anyone, but now we have options and answers. So get vaccinated.
Yeah, Montez, I got heat. I announced that I got the first shot of the vaccination.
What?
And I had, people that were giving me heat for it. They were, man, you shouldn't do that. Or why are you publicizing something? And historically, there have been some negativity to things that is related to being African-American. And I understand that, but this is a different time. And can you share some light on that in your opinion? Like, have you caught any flack from people of color about you getting the vaccination? Are you promoting the vaccination for fans?
You know what? No, and not, I have not. Maybe because I really don't read or get too hard in detail into like the comments online and stuff, because I feel like that's just too much access to my mind to try to process all of it. But but what I do feel like is like these individuals who are obviously putting out the vaccine, these are scientists who've been studying this stuff since day one. And like, I know a lot of people have opinions and their religious beliefs and their motives and everything, but it's kind of hard to make statements without actual true statistical facts or facts that you have been a part of. Like these facts, these vaccines are actually, they're helping people, you know, and they're making people able to do the things that we weren't able to do last year. Like, this is a way better option than it was last year. Last year, there was no option. Remember this time last year, everyone was still trying to figure out, you know, what's next? What's the vaccine? Like, where's the help coming from? And it just seems me a little bit like kind of, I don't know if it's a backtrack or redundant that there is a vaccine out, but then people don't want to, or they want to give heat towards Mark Henry, you know what I'm saying? So it just, that right. To me, that doesn't make sense, you know, because like, obviously, you know, this is something that's been tested for obviously a year now. And for a lot of individuals to speak on something that they really haven't, you know, endured or even participated in, that's kind of like, I think that's kind of sending the wrong message if you think about it, you know?
Exactly.
Like, I trust Mark Henry, who's took the vaccine and has, you know, obviously been dealing with the process for the last few weeks, last few months, versus a person who hasn't even, you know, tried to make steps to make everything safe for the environment or individuals around and have an opinion. You know, that's, I may have to do like you.
I think me and Dave are going to get shirts made that says you can't have, and on the back, access to my mind.
Yeah, I like that.
I love that. I'm stealing it.
That's everyone is like born from different cultures, different upbringings. And I just feel like, you know, like if someone is speaking on a subject that they're ignorant about, and when I say ignorant, I don't mean like, you know, in a bad
stupid
way.
Stupid.
I
mean
like,
you mean not educated on.
Yeah. Yeah. If you're not educated on it, then like, it's kind of hard to make this valid opinion about something you're not educated on. And now you're pushing out the wrong message out there towards somebody who probably does value your opinion. So, you know, it's like, you got to kind of be careful with those type of things, you know. You know, you don't want to be encouraging people to just go out there raw dogging, you know.
Yeah, some of them are stupid though. I'm just saying.
Yeah, you know, it's you know, you gotta, it's, like I said, it's one of the things where like we share this beautiful blue planet with 7.5 billion other people, and you know, it just has to come to an agreement with everybody when it comes to like what's the most safest and logical thing for everyone to do, you know. So go get vaccinated.
Awesome.
Also, Montez, before we let you go, you know, breaking news coming down as well that next week, the night before WrestleMania on SmackDown, you and your partner are going to be involved in a fatal four-way for the SmackDown tag titles. That's huge next week.
Yes, that is us. That is us. The go-home for SmackDown, before the showcase with Immortals, we will have a fatal four-way tag team title match for the SmackDown Tag Team Championships. Now, me and Doc's been, you know, trying to get our rematch for the longest, and even though it's a fatal four-way where we got to deal with three other teams, that's absolutely fine. You know, we ain't going to sit here and complain, because complaining don't get you nowhere but nowhere. So, next week, fatal four-way match for WWE SmackDown Tag Team Championships, the go-home before WrestleMania. The go-home before the next time, the crazy thing about this is tag team title match happens, very next thing you'll see will be WWE WrestleMania. Two nights of WrestleMania. Showcase of the Immortals. You guys make sure you tune in. I know you guys are tuning in.
Oh, my God, yes.
you guys are, I know you guys are telling me, this is kind of redundant saying to you guys, but make sure you guys tune in to go home for WWE SmackDown before the Showcase of Immortals on Fox.
And if you Dawkins are not, like, I mean, I know you'll be at Mania. If you're not super busy at the moment, we got a WrestleMania party, man. I'll send you the flyer, man. You got to come on and say hi to everybody, all to the nation.
Absolutely. I appreciate the invite. I'll definitely be there, suited and booted. Make sure I say hey to everybody. So,
Montez, do me a favor, though. Don't bring the red Solo cup, because the last time you showed up at the party, Mark had a little bit too much, if you remember, for our SummerSlam party. So we got
to
be careful about Mark.
Dave.
We got
to
look out for Mark on this one.
He had a very, very, very great and interesting pregame. And that's usually what happens, you know, when it's a big extravaganza, a big party going on. You know, you got to have a – sometimes the pregame goes a little bit into the game, you know.
embarrassing moment, bro. Embarrassing
moment. It was a great moment for you, bud. Montez, thank you so much for the time. We really appreciate it. Good luck next Friday, and we'll be talking to you soon.
Thank you, gentlemen. Good morning, and be safe.
All right
brother. Montez, thank you, man.
One half of the Street Profits, that big tag match next week on SmackDown. Mark.
And now, a public service announcement from
Peacock. Hi, welcome to NBC Universal. We're in the process of moving over the WWE library, a process still in the works. And we want you to feel rest assured that we've heard what you have to say, pro wrestling fans. We know you've been clamoring for things like basic functionality while watching live events and accessibility on all devices, but why bother with that when we can do something better, like combing through 17,000 hours of professional wrestling looking for questionable material? Now, it doesn't take a genius to realize times change, certain things do belong in the past, and the world can try and be a better place. But why leave you to make such informed decisions like a thinking human being when a streaming service named Peacock can do it for you?
What does everybody want?
Forget that ever happened. Here at Peacock, the phrase,
if you're not down with that, we got two words for you,
now means The Office. And when all is said and done, maybe we'll have at least three ECW matches for you to be able to watch. I mean, two ECW matches? One ECW match featuring Tommy Dreamer? What? A cheese grater? ECW will live on in all of our hearts. As we here at NBC Universal review all WWE content to ensure it aligns with our standards and practices, please be patient. Maybe check out one of the over 400,000 episodes of Law & Order we have. And remember, who better to trust than the same company that employed Matt Lauer for 25 years? Welcome to the WWE Network on Peacock. Enjoy.
And now, back to Busted Open.
Back here on Busted Open, Dave LaGreca, Mark Henry. And obviously, Mark, on Monday, I spoke very, very highly of the Ring of Honor pay-per-view from this past Friday, the 19th anniversary show. And on that show, there was a very special announcement about the future of the Ring of Honor women. As we know, the Ring of Honor Women of Honor Championship was retired in 2019, and we're bringing a championship title back with a tournament. And to talk about that is newly appointed member of the Ring of Honor Board of Directors, Maria Kanellis. Maria, good morning, and thanks for joining the show.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're great.
Awesome. Good to have you.
It's nice to be here.
And really, before we get into the tournament and before we get into the show this past Friday, the 19th anniversary show, it's so funny. Our very own Gabby was complimenting you on your hair before we started the commercial break, before you came on. And I have to tell you, I'm watching the Ring of Honor 19th anniversary show. And I'm watching it by myself. My wife and kids are doing things. But you come on to make the announcement. And my wife is like, who is that? Her hair is beautiful. And then she calls in one of our daughters into the room. Sarah, come in here. look at Maria's hair. So I just wanted to let you know, you stopped the LaGreca household on Friday night.
Well, tell them I said thank you. That's lovely. It's very kind. I don't know if it's well known, but red hair color is incredibly difficult to keep in most people that try and dye their hair and keep the red. So whenever you see red hair, it's almost like this like badge of honor, like you've put the work in. So all women kind of know that's a tough color to keep. Luckily, I have red undertones. Not that you care about this. I have red undertones, so it's a little bit easier for me to keep. But thank you very much.
You still have to keep it neat and work at it like that, though. That's, I mean, it's fresh. You're freshly dipped is what I've heard it called.
I have to get it done next week because I'm going down for the WrestleMania week and doing some stuff down there. So it'll be fresh again for WrestleMania week. So whoever's going down there to watch.
I think I'm going to dye my beard.
Yeah. Oh, I kind of like it, though.
So I don't look like Santa.
Sophisticated. I don't know. Don't do it too much.
Yeah,
I like it.
Yeah, Maria, coming off the heels of that 19th anniversary show, and you know, Bully and I talked a lot about it on Monday. I mean, the Briscoe EC3 match, the cinematic Vincent Matt Taven match, a lot of fantastic matches coming out of that 19th anniversary show.
Mm-hmm. So when the EC3 and Briscoe package came on, everybody just kind of stopped. And then after watching it, I wanted to like fight someone. I really felt the need to like punch a wall or something because it was just that like gritty and grainy. And what they're doing now with all of their packages is just, it's just so interesting to me. The matches were incredible. I had a lot of fun watching it.
Now, as I mentioned, the Ring of Honor, Women of Honor Championship was retired in 2019. So, you know, talk about this tournament that we're going to see to have a newly crowned champion.
So we're hoping that we're going to be able to get women from around the world, but most definitely women from all around the United States. It just kind of depends on protocols, different styles of wrestling, and of course, sport based. So whatever that style of wrestling is, it is the sport of wrestling. We are very interested in several women right now. And those women have been getting a whole lot of buzz across the nation. So it's going to be a really competitive tournament, but you're also going to see some faces from the past and also some Ring of Honor originals, some people that you've seen in Ring of Honor before. So it's a really good mix of women, some really strong matches and keeping with what Ring of Honor has always been about.
And especially like that code of honor, the allure, as you said, faces from the past. Obviously, we saw past Friday, Angelina Love and Mandy Leon confronting you as well. Mm-hmm. So what, tell us about what happened on Friday.
So I think it was kind of that scenario of the bullies trying to come out and stake their claim on Ring of Honor and on the women's division in Ring of Honor. But unfortunately for them, I don't play by those kind of rules. And I'm one of those people that I hit back. I just don't hit back with my fists. I hit back with words. And also with what I'm doing right now as being a member of the board of directors, I make the matches. So they can complain all they want. But at the end of the day, they better be careful because I make the matches.
The pin is the most powerful thing in wrestling. It decides whether you live or you die.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, for sure.
Maria, talk about Ring of Honor, because we've had a lot of Ring of Honor talent on the show, and it sounds like they've been wonderful during this entire pandemic. Even before things started up again, like they really took care of their wrestlers and their personnel. You know, we had you on recently about, you know, being a part of Ring of Honor, but what's it been like, especially coming off the heels of this pay-per-view, where you really were able to see that hard work, you know, pay off?
It's been wild. Ring of Honor gives loyalty freely to those that give loyalty back. And during this entire pandemic, even when they weren't running shows, they were still paying all their talent. So now when the guys have a chance to show their worth, they go out there and they kill it every single time. And they also know in the back of their mind, they've got a few months to recover between these shows. So they'll take that dive. They'll do that crazy move. I don't even know some of the things that these guys can do, but they're not afraid of that. They're going to hit a little harder because they have a lot more time to recover. It's just like preparing for a boxing match. You know, a boxer will prepare all year for one fight, and that one fight is all or nothing. Yeah. And for these guys, it's a very similar situation. They hit hard because they can, and they have that time to recover. And I'm sure they will when we get the fans back, because for some reason, when there's fans there, you don't feel any of the punches. You don't feel any of the moves because you're built on that crowd's energy. And all we keep talking about backstage is about having those fans back and having that Ring of Honor crowd. Being a part of WWE first, you feel what that crowd is like. The crowd's a little bit younger, a little bit more families. You come into Ring of Honor and it's a little bit grittier. They are invested in what is going on every single move. So I think having those fans back is going to be a nice change when we can.
You know, and saying that too, because obviously we want fans back. And Ring of Honor, it always felt like the fans were a part of the show because they were so rowdy and so loud. I think Ring of Honor, and kudos to their production staff, I really feel like some of the matches, even the matches that we've seen weekly on the show, but especially this 19th anniversary show, I wasn't missing the crowd. Like, they did such a great job with the production and cameras that it made me forget that there wasn't even a crowd in attendance.
Wow.
It's like you're attending a fight club.
Yes. Yes. Good.
It's like you are, you're watching these guys and you're almost not supposed to see these fights. It's like a blow off from a bar fight or, but really, really shot really, really well and interesting.
Being in this bubble, I know it's been tough because you're isolated. You're isolated from, I mean, what's it like being in that bubble and being just completely isolated from everyone?
For me, it's great. And for my husband, okay, it's even better. I've got two very small children. So my entire day when I'm home, it's run to the kitchen and get a snack, run to the kitchen and get a drink, run to this. When I'm in the bubble, I get to focus back on me and on my career and on my job that I love. So I love it. I know a lot of people don't, but for me, it's great. My husband gets a little bit of alone time with me, which I'm sure is well needed after months of baby time.
Yep.
So for us, it's great. And I think that they do a really good job of supplying us with everything we need. I mean, there's microwaves in all the rooms. There's microwaves down the hall if you need a microwave. There's people that bring your food up to you in your room if that's necessary. They've got it scheduled to where everybody's going to the gyms at different times. And you can tell them, like, hey, I like to work out at this time. So you're not working out at a strange time for your body. But so they really take care of you in that sense. They drive you to and from the shows. One time I missed my coffee delivery because I had to be at the building. Someone brought me my coffee and I was like, oh my gosh, you know, wow. Thank you so much. But so they really do a great job of taking care of us. And I've heard, you know, both sides, hey, we're going to start having fans near the end of the year. I've also heard the no, we're not. Either way, I think that there was a lot of things we learned from having this bubble as far as doing television production.
Yeah, because you just brought up something interesting because we're starting to see things open up. Obviously, WrestleMania next weekend, 25,000 fans in attendance. AEW has had, you know, 500 to 1,000 fans on their weekly shows. Do you feel any of that for Ring of Honor? Like, do you feel like there's a light at the end of the tunnel where things might get a little bit back to normal?
Yeah, for sure. So Baltimore has actually started opening up, but their athletic commission is different. So their athletic commission has one way of doing things right now. And then Baltimore, Maryland has a whole nother process. So we're just kind of playing that line right now of figuring out where we stand. But I do see us coming back in front of the fans. And I am hoping it's going to be by the end of the year.
Yeah, that's a good kind of like we need to do it because it's getting a little. Yeah, it's you know why it's scary, Maria? Because I'm almost getting used to it now. Like I'm almost getting used to being isolated and not being around. Yeah. And that's not a good thing because it's been over a year. So we need a little bit of normalcy or whatever this new normal is going to be.
Listen, I think so for sure. It's not good for people. It really isn't. And I think that. You know, it's almost like ripping the Band-Aid off of going, okay, yes, we are going to get back to normalcy. We are going to have real lives after this. And eventually things will feel normal, whatever that means. So we need to get there. We really do.
I mean, we're all doing this from home and it's a weird feeling, but I kind of dig it in some ways too. Like it's got, it's made me closer to my family because I see my family, you know, each and every day. So, and like you said, there are some positives as out of a very negative time, as long as people are safe and healthy and that's probably more than anything else. I just want to make sure that everyone's safe and healthy during this time.
For
and it
sure.
sounds like Ring of Honor, that has definitely been a priority from them.
Oh yeah. And that's why, that's part of the reason why it was our number one pick of where to go next after we were released, because of the how small our children are.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm very excited about this tournament. I'm very excited about the winner becoming, you know, the Ring of Honor Women's World Champion, and it's much needed. And the women's division is getting in stronger and stronger by the day. And I'm interested to see what outside talent might be part of this tournament as well.
Yeah. And we have a lot of great talent within the company right now that are international too. So we're hoping we might be able to bring some of them home to Ring of Honor. But either way, I mean, Quinn McKay has been chomping at the bit to get her hands on Angelina. So I think the sooner the better for that, because the fans are very excited about it as well. And I know Quinn is training incredibly hard to get ready for this match.
All right. Well, Maria, thank you so much for the time. Thank you for talking some Ring of Honor, and we can't wait to have you on again.
Thank you so much. You guys have a great day.
All right. You too. Have a great weekend. Okay.
Thanks for listening. Catch us Monday through Saturday on Busted Open from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on SiriusXM. Fight Nation, Channel 156. The Busted Open Podcast.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.